You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
He's jealous.
Nene Leakes. Pedro.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion part one. I am joined in studio with my co-host, the lovely Courtney Stewart.
Hello, everybody.
Laugh at this motherfucking reunion.
Bravo, thank you for delivering amazing entertainment to my television. Unfortunately, I didn't have TV, so I couldn't watch it live last night.
I watched it live, watched it again, tweeted about it.
But this
shout
was
out to all our Twitter fans.
I had to watch it. After seeing all y'all tweets last night, I was like, shit, I just moved into a new apartment. So me and my roommate, we was up trying to get a little Wi-Fi, trying to download that episode.
Honey, I was not prepared. I was not ready.
It was honestly one of the best things on television I've seen in a long time for so many reasons. Like, it was just the Real Housewives of Atlanta, I have to say, is probably the best reality show ever.
I think
for the main reason of, like, they deliver amazing content.
Yes.
There's not a lot of physical fighting, but it's
except
more.
Well, right.
The,
but that's the first year that they really came to blows.
It's always been like catty and like jokes and like who can, you know, top the next one.
It's like everybody is very skilled at playing the dozens on that show. Like they know what they're doing and how to come back at each other. And I love it. They are the best franchise in that regard.
Well, bitch, this reunion was like watching the damn, what do they call on the Pokemon battles.
Ooh,
like this was like, who is your favorite? Damn, I thought Mayweather was going to come out talking about bitch, but he didn't need to because
Portia got some Mayweather skills that we just would not prepare for, girl, because I've been wondering for weeks how in the world she would pull the scared of you girl.
And it was like Saved by the Bell 90s reunion up in that bitch.
Yes,
talking
it
about
was.
Pop stars from the 90s, talking about, did you see who else made it from the 90s? Remember Furby? He made it to the back of Nene's hair. You saw that? She added it. It was like a Power Rangers. You can add wigs on to... Bitch, you cannot... This is not
who
Power Rangers. How you put a dollar store clip on to the back of a damn Donald Trump
wig? To begin with.
I was like, girl, I can tell you, man.
We were very confused, Nene. Like, I really want you to explain, because at least in the reunion, we got like a full-on story slash history of Nene's wigs for the season. And they like progressively went to a scarier place.
I just want to know, because remember that one wig she had with the, like, it was like the flat blonde, then had the finger
curls
right in that one.
Mm-hmm.
She could only afford the one.
Could toss it.
Yeah, she could only afford that one.
I think she was trying to be, like, you know, innovative. Like, because you know how everybody's got, like, the angle bobs going on right now, so she tried to add a little extra.
No, that out of all of them, that's the one I was least mad at.
Okay, that's true.
Tonight, though?
Oh, honey.
Tonight, though?
Somebody, whoever posted a Twitter picture of it looking like ramen noodles, y'all right for that.
That is funny, but I feel like Justin Timberlake's 90 haircut is ramen noodles to the T. This was like a koosh ball. Remember koosh?
Oh, my God.
Like that Rosie O'Donnell used to fling. Well, bitch, were you been hanging out at Rosie's house? Because, like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. But she had all the makeup.
Makeup?
Well, she had very, like, Asian doll makeup. Like, her eyes were very, like, this.
Bitch, do you remember Disney's One Saturday Morning, the damn claymation? I know we already talked about Kenya looking like the Raisinettes, but motherfucking this bitch, Nene, looked like Mrs. Potato Head.
Aww.
Her face looked like clay.
I mean, she and had her a nose, lot of
I'm
makeup
like, bitch,
on.
Did you get face deconstructive surgery? Like,
it looks
what?
Like she had more nose work done because it's hooking even, I don't know.
What kind of nose work? You can get things added onto your face?
I don't know.
Like, bitch, here's some kernels. Can I add these to my face? How do you do that?
Just put it. Like
where they do
did.
That at?
Yeah.
Right, they don't do that. Don't exactly. Know. So, Nene, in that dress, bitch, did you go to Joanne's Fabric and put this together? Like, I'm trying to figure out. Like, you're fucking Nene Leakes. You are the Nene Leakes. Lanithia.
She was not bringing it. And how you gonna be offended that he called you Lanithia Monique Leakes? Like,
no,
he
there's
was,
some tea between.
Yes, he was trying to give you your doo-boo. She wasn't having it from
okay,
Jump
Andrew.
Street. She was real hostile.
Andrew. Girl, bye. Boom. You're mad. Boom. Kenya there with her damn scepter, like, bitch, like, trying to look like the damn Queen of Hearts. Like, all right.
We I will say her skin looked really good, and her hair looked great.
All right. Her skin looked better.
It did look better, because at first I was like, oh, my gosh, she looks really good. I wonder what kind of skincare she's been using now. But then there was an angle where you could see it still, like, a little acnified on the
because, like, the thing is this. When you look at people next to each other, so, like, I look at Kenya, and then I look at, she's sitting next to Cynthia and Portia.
Yeah.
Portia and Cynthia's face to neck to body skin color ratio
match.
Is the same.
Yeah.
Now, Kenya, she went from looking like the damn raisinette to a soft grape.
Yeah.
And but it's still just looking...
And her skin color was a little off, because she's a chocolate girl, and it wasn't quite as chocolate-coated as we're used
And I'm also
to.
Wondering if she uses powder, versus maybe the other girls are using a liquid.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean,
even
you
know.
Would think...
Like, I'm really trying
knows.
To help her out here. I'm just trying to, like, get me thinking about makeup and shit, Kenya.
Well, I thought overall she looked pretty, though.
Yeah, she did. It was cute. Like, the silhouette was... I see what we were going for.
Yes.
Phaedra. I wish I could tell you the name of the Pokemon that I think that this bitch looked like tonight. Because apparently you said on Watch What Happens Live she looked cute.
She looked great on Watch What Happens Live last night. She had on this, like, red and black... I mean, I don't love her style in general, but it was just, like, one of those red and black, like, fitted dresses. But she had... Her makeup was flawless, and she had this, like... dark red sexy lipstick, and then her hair, it was still in like the normal like Phaedra down wrap out kind of thing, but it was just somebody hit them edges, like it had movement, it was layered exactly right. What? Like it was beautiful and shiny, like she looked fantastic. She was with Quad from Married to Medicine, but she looked fabulous last night.
Yeah, the reunion. I'm looking at you
I don't like that hairstyle because it's very, very late 90s.
I was mad at the makeup. Like, bitch, who gave you lessons? She, like, the bitch that killed Selena? Like, why?
She loves all that, like, heavy, heavy eye stuff. She loves the, like, really thick lashes.
I told her she was going to marry him.
Yeah. Oh, Faye. But I'm still, like, right now,
lip injected,
like, you all were working for me, except Kenya.
and Portia. She got fake boobs.
I would have been obsessed with Portia if the boobs weren't there. I think the boobs ruined the whole outfit.
Smell them, Portia? Like, never knew that.
What was that about? I don't know. But her hair was laced as usual, and her face was beat like heavenly gods. Okay?
Portia, you did that. Then we get this weird twerk compilation thing. And then a racist-ass viewer watched the show, apparently, and wrote in... Shame on you, Cynthia, for being black and not being able to twerk. That's probably the most racist thing I've heard on television in a while. Then comes on to say, how you gonna keep a man like Peter, racist again, and how'd she finish it off?
If you can't twerk, I don't even remember, but...
like
it was kind of funny. It probably wasn't racist. It was probably a black chick that was being like, because that's a joke among black people. Like, you can't dance? That's, like, real white of you if you can't dance. Like, you can't do that kind of stuff. I get those jokes all the time. I'm a very white girl on the inside.
You can't twerk?
No, I mean, I can, kind of, but, like, I just wouldn't.
You like more 90s twerk.
Yeah, because I can't
you
be, like, clapping.
Little devil, you.
I'm not that, well, I'm more, like, juvenile, back that thing up twerk. That was my...
Versus
a Miley twerk.
Yeah.
We're not going to clap it. Like, they be trying to clap now. Like, that was clap. That was stripper clap.
That's what you
got
your hands for, the soul clap.
Yeah, I can't really do the booty clap thing. I'm a little more ladylike than that, guys.
Then we move on to, have any of the ladies felt Kenya's booty, and
oh, wait,
is it real?
Hold up, before we move away from the twerker work, Miss Nene shows her shade immediately in less than 5 minutes of the show to Miss Cynthia.
She showed it.
Heart broke.
We all saw the video.
Heart broke and fell. It was terrible. Anyway, I just had to note that. Because Nene, you trife.
Nene had three looks. One at Andy, it would be like this. One down below. And then she would do it. Girl, why? Have any ladies felt Kenya's booty, and is it real?
Ugh.
I mean, damn, talk about, like, if you really want to silence a room.
Really? Everybody's like, who the hell is he talking to? Why ain't nobody touching a girl?
Then,
since... Her old man didn't want to touch her.
Phaedra is a donkologist. Phaedra said, she got a diaper booty. She banged these one lines up following
Phaedra
that.
Was doing real good tonight, real, or last night.
Oh, well, maybe Mr. Invisible will show up.
Yes, he might.
And then here we go with Kenya, which I want to know what gay boy, it has to be Miss Lawrence, is feeding her lines and props. Because then she goes in again to do her stand-up routine on dick. Like, bitch, you're not some more. Like,
oh my God, I go to Home Depot and I get dick. I go get coffee tomorrow, I get dick, 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 dick.
And then Cynthia, like, tried to come in on the joke and it was like, girl, we've already moved on to a new topic. Cynthia's like, ah! And then I go to Home Depot and dick. Like, what?
Cynthia was super uncomfortable for this entire episode. I hope she relaxes a little bit. But she looks like she really just don't need to be in this team at all.
Yeah.
And as much as I love looking at her, she looked very uncomfortable, like, and very over it and very out of place, like, completely.
But I feel like they all were like that because this is the first year it's like they've all become so accustomed to what they think the viewers want. And I feel like they all were like, let's fucking give them a show.
You think so?
I do.
And or do you think they are really just over each other? So it was like legit.
I think it's a little bit of all, but I think, you know, they're over each other. But then at the same time, in the moment when you're filming and the producer's like, yeah, do this. Yeah, do this. And you have fans being like, you know, your fans will be so excited if you smash Kenya on the floor. You know what I mean? So there's like a little like push for that kind of stuff. And I feel like they all said things about these people. And then at the end of the day, when they're at the reunion and they're asked these things, they really don't care.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like they all have to work around their lies because they've all talked shit. They've all shaded the hell out of each other. And it's just like none of them could look each other in the face because like they all just sit and talk trash about
Except
each other.
Phaedra and, and Candy.
Candy. And that's a cool friendship to me. Like,
well, that's what we thought about Nene and Cynthia 2 seasons ago. We'll see how that lasts. And Phaedra was in Candy's wedding, as she noted last night. So you see what happened to Cynthia after she was in Nene's wedding. So we'll see how that rolls out for you guys. Good luck.
Good luck with that. And Kenya, yeah, please no more with the stand-up routine with the dick.
Nobody cares.
We already heard it on the episode.
And nobody doubts that you can get random dick. Like, any chick can get random dick. That's not the argument.
Right.
The argument
is
good dick that you actually want to keep.
Right.
Or that wants to keep you.
Right. Because
that's
like,
the real problem.
I'm sure you could go to a damn homeless shelter and find something, Kenya. I'm not denying that.
So when somebody says you're desperate, it's not because they don't think you can find anybody. Of
right. And
you
can we
find
just
somebody.
State this? Because there are people who out there who took it as we feel like Kenya can't get dick.
No, I think
Kenya can get
dick. And I think Kenya is an attractive woman. I think she's a crazy broad.
And
that's
I think
why she can't keep a good dude.
Right, and I think she could get some attractive dick, too.
Yes.
However, I mean, it's probably not attractive in the sense it probably run up her credit. I'm just saying. On top of that, I don't think Kenya could find a respectable dick. I'm just going to put it like that.
Dick. Mm. Well, girl.
Not with the way she be acting. She be up there lying. She be up there being all trifling. And I love Kenya. Girl, I love the shade. I love...
Fabulous.
I do. You deliver amazing entertainment, and I will buy you a dog because I feel like you just are one of those people who you need to be by yourself for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And you can have a dog.
And date.
You can, yeah, you know what I mean? You
play
date.
Play around.
78 years old, she's still hot up there pulling up them titties with them stilts.
She'll
just
be
walking around
things.
Like, yeah. I
She'll
see
be good.
That for you, Kenya.
She'll be good. You'll be all right, girl.
Moving on. They get into this whole Candy and Todd love review. Boring. What did Tyler Perry say about the play? He said he liked the music.
Silence in the room.
Andy calls Nene out for talking about, I would never do a Ryan Murphy production.
I turned down roles all the time.
But she couldn't look Candy in the face.
And
I love that Candy was real, and she was just like, I did not look at that as shade. Like, of course, we don't even get along with each other. Why would she want to come work?
But then Nene had to jump on top of that to be like, it's not that. It's Because I turn down work all the time.
Well, bitch, you bet. You looking like you need to pick up some work
for to real, hire a makeup to buy you a real wig. Oh, honey, 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 you just need about $80 and you can get a decent one.
That little boy, that little Spanish boy, like Nini, honey, no,
no, no, that don't work.
So yeah, whatever. Nini trying to talk about she gets jobs all the time. Bye. Kenya, I've never talked about Candy's weight. She has a figure unlike other people here.
She has a shape. I've told her many a time. She is built like a brick house.
Is being built like a brick house a positive thing?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes. Don't you know the song? She's a brick house. We need to pull that up. Brick house.
Yeah, but I mean, like, really think about that.
But that's sexy among black people. Like, you're supposed to have this. You're supposed to have a little waist and ass. That's what black folks want. And some thighs. Well, some black folks, I mean.
And obviously. So that's a brick house.
That's a brick house. When you solid, right. You got all that booty, you got some legs, you got, you, we don't, well, we, amongst the black culture, generally speaking, obviously, there's lots of black cultures that like the whites and the others, but we like some meat, usually.
And we're calling that brick house.
And that's what we got, that's where the song came from. Wasn't that the Commodores or something? Mm-hmm. Like 1978?
Yeah, actually. Exactly, dead on.
Oh my God, I was dead on? Seriously? Yeah.
So
I know my stuff.
Candy also, they bring up Nini talking about shading Candy's weight. And Candy goes, well, I mean, you know, I just felt like Nini shouldn't be talking about my weight because when I look at my body and her body, I'm just kind of like,
I'm doing all right, boo. Candy, I love it.
I'm just like, hey, girl. Sips tea. Moving on. Phaedra talking about Whore Island and Kenya whore more. And Kenya says, a woman shouldn't call anyone out there a name. I've never called her out her name.
Except you call Portia a hoe 2 seconds later.
But then not only that, last season, you're right, a hoe 2 seconds later. And then last season, all the times you called her a bitch, 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 bitch. There was multiple times that we heard the word bitch. So, I mean, and you're definitely poking fun. You're laughing at people's weights. You've referred to Phaedra. I can't even think of how many of the jokes that you've called her fat.
Oh, yeah.
Sublimely.
After having had a child, like, literally a month before. Come on, girl.
Or even when she was pregnant doing the workout tape.
Stop playing.
So, we've all been there, and it's fine. We all talk shit. It's okay to talk shit. Just own up to it. Be like... Yeah, she calls me Kenya Whoremore. I'll be a whoremore, but she's still going to be fat. You know what I mean? Like, just know where the power is and where the balance is, because, bitch, you're losing your power. So go on there. And like Miss Faye just said, sit with your toy.
Toy. Your little toy. Scepter.
Little scepter. We talk about Kenya and Velvet passing.
Oh.
She says, I didn't invite Phaedra because she mentioned... me having scrambled eggs.
That was a very sensitive thing.
Okay, it's sensitive, but it's funny as
it
all
is funny
hell.
I mean, get like, over it. She says that it's the same thing back and forth,
right.
So you can't like suddenly decide that that's below the belt, like, because in most opinions it's below the belt to talk about her weight when she just had a kid. Like, shut up, Kenya. Sorry.
Right. And not only that, and then Phaedra talking about, you know, I reached out to Kenya because as a funeral director, you know, Velvet was probably one of her only good friends. You're shady as hell, Phaedra. One, because...
Fantastic, though.
I mean, I love the shade about the friend. That's not why I thought it was shady. I thought it was shady that Phaedra reached out, because you know she reached out like, girl, like, if you ever need any services, we got a nice little hole in the ground for Velvet over there.
I can get you a casket.
Right.
Blinged out.
Girl, you cremated?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you want a necklace? Mm. I can make a necklace. I could do things,
girl. Bye with Phaedra. I can't with Phaedra.
But Kenya did shed some more tears about Velvet, which was really precious. And I would like to go on record as saying, Kenya, please post what eyeliner and mascara you are using, because you had a whole lot of it on and didn't none of that end up under your eyes, making you look like you had black eyes, and you was wiping the hell out your face. So is it paint? Is it is it a tattoo? It could be like perma makeup, permanent.
Could you imagine?
She could have tattooed, like, yeah, like tattooed eyeliner. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe she would go there. Well, then we get into the subject of Casper, the friendly boyfriend, the African prince.
The African prince. Who's here? We just can't see him.
Right. We got a fan question saying, so is your African prince like your acting career? Non-existent.
Let them try to read me in person. Bitch, I'll say the same thing.
Exactly. And it'll work then, every time.
Right. Because the thing is you can't, what would you do in that moment? You would just, I don't have to acknowledge you. I don't have to acknowledge you. Well, bitch.
Chapter.
You kind of have to because you're on national television and you're talking about a damn ghost.
Yes.
Like, maybe this is a new role for her. Maybe she wants to do the remake of Casper.
Maybe. Well, she said.
The Redbox.
She said that you will never find her pictured with any man she's ever dated ever in life, even the one she was really in love with and was with for years and years and years. Because she likes to stay and keep her life under the radar.
Well, she keeps her career like that, too.
It's funny because nobody cared about who you were dating or who you would be dating or who you were sleeping with before The Real Housewives of Atlanta. So you didn't have to stay under the radar. The radar wasn't even in your territory, boo.
Marina.
Nobody cared.
She says he's never been to Atlanta.
Which means he ain't your man. Girls out there, we all know if he ain't never coming to your house and you can't go to his house, that ain't your man. It is not your man.
How he your boyfriend, but he like, oh, yo, boo, you gonna meet me in Boston this weekend? Like, in Boston?
No, that would mean you're his booty call when he comes to the state.
Right, like, but you can't even stay in the same city that you live
in. Not your man. And she did not mention, oh, yes, I go to see him in Africa all the time.
Right.
You ain't been to his house either.
And that would have been shitting. She could have easily been like, oh, honey, I don't know. He doesn't come here. I get flown out to Africa.
Exactly.
Like, oh, but you don't.
And then I go to the palace and it's fabulous. Right. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. It's not real, girl. It's not real.
The things you and Miss Lawrence keep creating in your head.
Maybe Miss Lawrence is the African prince.
S. Portia says Kenya's a liar. And she tried to pay an African singer $15,000 to come on the show.
Girl, I'll be your African singer for $15,000.
I sure will. Talking about the lion like sleeps tonight.
Can you feel the love
tonight?
Tonight.
Kuna Matata. Bitch, what do you want? I know a whole repertoire.
I got them all.
I know that whole
it's
damn movie. Star, so I'd sing anything from Lion King you want, and I got you. I don't know about this story. This story was interesting. I thought it was interesting that Kenya jumped on Portia as soon as possible to not allow this story to
be completely told. Oh, and so even though she confirmed that there is a guy that is a friend, and Media Takeout made this whole thing up, which is possible.
Media Takeout does do that a lot.
Very possible.
But Portia seemed real like, he called me, but then what, Portia, why did he call you?
He didn't call her. He called her mom's friend or something. Mm. So it's very removed. So, I mean, I don't necessarily buy that story that she was trying to pay this specific person, but that doesn't usually come from nowhere.
I mean, it's just interesting that every season we are now hearing that Kenya's offering money
to get somebody on the show. So, but Nene met her man, so I don't know why y'all playing.
So, oh my God, please, let's just talk about that before we... I have never met the African prince.
Are you Kenya. Lying?
She Do was very rude. She was very rude when she
very
met him.
Nasty and very rude.
So nasty. So rude. So nasty. So rude. Oh, that Nene, that I would have been doing that all the time. Nene,
all
I can't.
All
right. So Nene says, honey, let me tell you if this is me meeting this man. She said, a man approached me. It was 10 at night.
It was dark.
He was dark.
I was coming out my favorite hotel with my girlfriend.
You know my favorite
at Beverly
hotel.
Hills. You know my favorite hotel. Mm-hmm.
And this man came up to me talking about King Dollar Kostri. King Dollar Kostri. Ken Moore. Ken Moore.
And you know Nene's face too. She would have been like.
Like who?
All right, now you watch the show. She probably well, signed some for him. She probably signed his valet ticket or something.
Yes.
And she drove off
in her black Ferrari.
Kenya didn't know what car he was driving.
Because Kenya calls her. Why you run out on my man? Why you didn't come over here and say my man is about to meet? Or
why would you have someone who don't even? First of all, the man clearly doesn't speak English. If that's the case, so why are you telling people to run up on Nene? Like, go say, go invite, introduce yourself.
And are you just standing outside watching the Ferrari drive away and then lying and saying he was in a Ferrari, assuming you now you don't realize that Nene just got in that Ferrari? Well, Kenya, lots of holes, girl. Because I was going to ride for you for a minute. Like, maybe he does exist.
Maybe it's one of the dicks she found at Home Depot.
But that story... Because she accepted that that story was true.
Mm-hmm.
That that's how it went down. So I'm going to have to say that that's probably just some random dude you met that ain't your man.
Sorry. Portia grabs Kenya's scepter. Portia. She grabs her scepter, throws it on the floor.
Yes.
And then Kenya pulls out a megaphone.
Bullhorn.
With a missing battery. Like, bitch, there are times when you want to tell a joke, and then there's times you have to know when that pocket is over. And the fact that you were sitting up there trying to put a battery pack inside this thing, the joke was over when you put the megaphone in Cynthia's poor little ear to try and damage Porsche's conversation.
And girl, that fan last year was the bomb.
Yeah.
And then you came back this year like, first of all, the scepter, bad idea. You don't point ish at nobody.
Right.
Ever. Especially in no kind of heated conversation.
Right. Grab, smack, boom,
girl,
done.
You are lucky they did not stab you with that thing. And then to whip out a bullhorn?
The bullhorn, honestly, if the bullhorn was the only thing she had had there, it would have been funny. If the batteries, she should have had duct tape around that. Because it just wasn't, it lost all of its appeal to me. And it could have been funny, because if she had just, when Portia was screaming or something like that, and she just pulled down like, excuse me, you will not talk over me, that would be hilarious. Because it almost was. But the battery pack was funnier, and then Candy clowned you. Like, you're done.
It was funny.
Bye. So then Kenya says, spell scepter, Portia. And
we'll
Portia
wait.
Says, your breath smell like a septic tank, bitch.
Portia got her little ones, and no, she did what she could.
She did. That was cute. But you know, Portia didn't spell septa.
No, she did not.
She didn't.
But we all know that those are not her strong points.
Right.
Okay? Her strong points are makeup and hair.
So nasty.
So rude.
Moving on. Kenya goes, funny, the people who laughed at me, karma hit them hard.
Mm-hmm.
Phaedra said, karma didn't hit me hard. You know, I was helping her when she had her rental car boyfriend on the show.
Phaedra throws them in so well.
Phaedra really, it's like wiffle ball, like just pop, boop, pop Warner out
ping
there.
Ping pong. Gotcha, girl.
Portia says, you know what I don't like? I don't like trifling bitches. A grown-ass woman playing the victim. You're a villain all this time, and now you playing the victim.
And I'm confused.
And I just like, I'm confused. Her voice, I can't.
She is that. Very I love confused.
Her. Girl, you know, my thing with this situation is, do you think Kenya plays a victim? I mean, definitely.
Oh, of course.
100%.
For sure.
Because it's just like, even when they brought up things from last season, she was like, that was last season. That
I'm
was
not going to talk about that.
Season one wasn't deleted. It was recorded in history, will be sold over and over.
And it's very relevant for a pattern of behavior. If you paid a man then, it's possible you'd try to pay a man again. So it was a relevant conversation. It wasn't them just like digging up old stuff, trying to like give you a hard time.
And
about
you
it.
Called the girls bitches, whores, all, slut, fat, all these things last season.
Yes.
Doesn't mean this season you have evolved into your final state, bitch.
Which
like,
you
no.
have not.
Clearly.
You have not, boo.
Moving on. Kenya comes after Portia, talking about she's dumb and all this stuff. And Portia goes on to say, your vagina is so rotten, men
won't
claim
you. Aww.
Because, what was it, Kenya said, you're so, you cheated on Cordell.
You cheated on Cordell. And
Cordell, your husband left you. Mm. Honey, your vagina is so rotten, men won't claim you.
Dirty girl. So nasty.
And then her claiming that she cheated on Cordell, again, that's why we start with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Jealous.
Talking about you know all this stuff that you just wouldn't bring up and haven't brought up because
Right, honey, like Portia said, you're a slut from the 90s.
Slut from the 90s. That slut from the 90s.
Is the best quote and will be quoted, I guarantee. Like, I can't wait. Send me the memes, everyone. Tragic. Please just send me those memes.
Tragic, girl.
You're a slut from the 90s. Portia attacks Kenya.
Let's talk about this.
Let's do a slow-by-slow breakdown.
Okay.
Because Cynthia's tit was involved in this. And Cynthia's face for me was the best part of this.
She was like, oh, my God. What is happening? Oh my God. Because I missed the boob last night. Just caught the boob today. Portia. Fire. Like, I never would have imagined.
Well, I feel like we've talked about in a fight. And I feel like everyone said Kenya would win.
I don't remember. But I definitely wouldn't have thought that Portia.
So easily.
So easily. I think that's what it was.
Because Kenya, that's a huge bitch.
I tried to time it. And they, I mean, Portia's not a bulking girl. Like, she's tall because she had them big old shoes on. But even that, like, she's in a gown and heels, like, for days with all this weave. Like, she had a lot working against her. She even had Andy in the middle. And somehow, she was able to drag them.
Can't nobody take my
pride. I'm thinking, this is what I think, right?
Can't nobody help me.
I think they had a little lesson with Mama Joyce before they came to this
and the sisters.
Taping and the sisters about how to drag a bitch. And Portia was practicing just in case something went down and she needed to whip out the drag a bitch move, because she got Kenya to the flow in under a second. Like, from her hair, though. It wasn't like, boo, I punched you, knocked you out, and grabbed your hair and dragged. No, I grabbed your hair and I... In one fell swoop.
One swoop.
Just, boop, that bitch was on the ground. Like, hard wood ground.
Bitch, I thought she was playing Wii.
I was done. I didn't know what to do. I was like, how? Cynthia laid over on the side. A boobie still out. Like, shot. Like, I don't know.
Cynthia couldn't even get her boob in. She was so shocked by what was happening alive.
And then she, like, just got up
and everything.
Slow motion trying to move to the other side of the couch before all this. And Andy is, like, this big in between. A mess, but amazing.
Yo.
Amazing.
Kenya's head was like a bowling ball for Portia. It was literally just...
She... I got no words, girl. And we don't support violence.
We
do say that.
I mean, I host Bad Girls Club, so I can't really say that.
We don't support it.
I don't support it. I enjoy watching it, but I don't support it.
And we don't condone it, per se. Mm-hmm. But I will
say
personally.
Not my life. I watch all y'all fight.
True that. Portia girl?
I'm going to give her, you know, because all that
time. If that was your last stand, because you can't come back, at least you went out on a.
That better not be. She better come back. She better.
I bet money Kenya would like come put back. Up a fight about coming back to keep Portia from coming back. She would be like, I'm not, just like she was like, I won't be on the stage unless she's gone.
Mm. Well, we'll talk about that in predictions when we get there. So nasty. So rude.
On the flow. Oh my God. Just, I wish I had a doll. I need to like. That was Portia grabbing the hair. Dragged her across. Like, they were on the... Like, they were next to the couch next to Andy, and somehow they ended up downstage.
If it was like, Mortal Kombat, it would have been like, finish him. That bitch was like Scorpion, like, get over here! Like, whoa.
Astonishing. Without throwing a punch.
No, not
or really. A slap. Like, nothing that got her, like, off kilter.
The bitch didn't fall on her heels. The bitch didn't mess up her hair.
No, her makeup was right. She wasn't
when
scratched.
Andy at the end came up to her, she was still sitting there like real. I swear her eyeshadow looked better after the fight than it did before. She was just sitting there like, you know, it was just a lot for me.
Yeah, it was too much.
Just beat as hell. Yes. Kenya's out there looking like a damn squabbling bird. Like,
in Kenya's defense, though, she did get up very quickly.
She did.
She, like, popped right back up, so... But dang, dude,
no, because Portia didn't punch her, that's
no,
the thing.
She didn't punch her, she didn't slap her. That's why it's amazing that she got her on the ground so
it
easily.
It was just like, bitch.
It was just like, I'm gonna snatch you down like you
don't
2 years
get
ago.
It twisted. But maybe that's the thing. Maybe she won't get kicked off the show because she didn't punch her. It was just a quick little, like...
I dragged her across the ground.
But she just wanted to see if her hair was real. Like, hey, girl, my hair got caught in your head.
That was a Sheree moment when she tipped the wig.
Yeah.
I was just tipping your wig. I was just... Ooh. Wow, Portia. Wow.
Slut. I wonder what her mom from said. The 90s. She probably was cheering her the
I
fuck on.
I would love to see the mama conversation.
The mom probably
that.
Told her to do that. Let's be real. Okay, so when Portia, after this is done, Kenya goes running off with her left side of her brain, Miss Lawrence.
Lawrence. I used to like you so much.
Messy.
I don't like him at all anymore. Messy.
Just because you can't hold a peach, don't be trying to ruin it for these girls. Because that's what I'd be thinking is happening. Moving on. Nene is trying to keep Portia quiet. This was probably the most interesting part for me.
Yeah.
Was because I had to rewind it a bunch of times because Nene, like, kept putting her hands over Portia's mouth. And it looked like she was, like, slamming her. It looked violent.
Yeah. Portia was hysterical. She was trying to get her to calm down and not jump back up and do something else. And
oh, see, I took it as like, no, bitch, like, you in a different place right now. Do not say anything because of the words that are coming out of your mouth. You don't know what's coming out and we're on television.
Exactly. That too.
Because I just thought it was so weird over her mouth.
Well, because she wouldn't shut the hell up. She was screaming like a banshee, like,
I don't deserve this.
Like, it was nuts.
I don't deserve this.
Like, I didn't do so much.
She should have sang like that. I don't deserve this.
Oh my god. Oh my god, but she did. I felt bad though, like, and especially like
too.
When
that
they
moment.
Shot to Cynthia sitting on the couch, like hearing her scream and watching Cynthia's face and discomfort, like it was very painful to watch. Because I would imagine like
and Phaedra crying like
to
and
do
Candy
that.
Kind of like
yeah, I would imagine like that would be. That's kind of devastating because you don't want your girl to go out like that, especially over some trifling biatch. Mm-hmm. And they all think that Kenya's a trifling biatch. So that sucks.
No, Portia has to come back.
Portia is not coming back.
But even though Portia's embarrassed, the best part of this whole thing. Well, first of all, everyone's talking to Portia. This random man is carrying her out.
Like,
I'm just
that
like,
was.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know, I'm sure he's being a good gay pet and, you know, being there for her and whatever. We're not going to do this. Right. It was just like doing the most because clearly that one scene where on the bench, they had all agreed to film that.
Yeah.
So whatever you're whispering in the ear is ruining the fact that Phaedra, Nene, and Candy were there. And that could have been a real cute girl moment for me, but that man ruined it. Because I'm just like, what is... Aww. She's listening to what he's saying. She's not listening to what the girl is saying.
But then she eventually hears them. And they're like, she's a hater. And she's like... Because she was like, I can't be fake like this! And Phaedra's like, yes, you can. And she's like, okay, I can't be fake like that. And then they're like, you know, she's just a hater. Yeah, she's just a hater. Like, that was funny to me.
But the best part is when the guy carries her out at the end.
I can't believe made me do that. Made me go there. I can't believe that matching ratchet hoe made me go there.
Oh, the irony. Because, boo, you are the ratchet hoe, too, in that scenario.
Ooh, ratchet.
So sorry for you because you dragged a bitch to the ground.
And you was in the Some Cut video. My girl. That's why I'll eat my popcorn on the show, too. And I'll be ratchet too. That's why I'm...
Wow. All I got is wow.
All I have is wow because the editors, like, what the hell was this Bravo edited clip with Andy talking to the girls?
Well, he had to, like...
make it seem like Bravo had nothing to do with it. Yeah.
That they had nothing, and they don't condone it.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Right, but your ratings are going to be out the roof. Anyways, so they send Portia home. I mean, like we said, Portia was shitting on life. And on that note, let's head to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Dance, too much booty in the pant. Dance, too much booty in the pant. Dance, too much booty in the pant. Dance.
Apparently not enough to keep Kenya balanced on her feet. Oh, they dragged her around the ground.
Ooh,
honey. That will be forever a memory.
He
TV
was just
history.
Gone with the wind.
Gone with the on the ground.
You don't even finish.
You're gone with the earth.
Right.
With the earth. Anyway.
Lightning. All right, next we got Portia's gone.
Sadly.
Joyce versus Candy's money.
Mm.
I'm just kind of like, that's a little too much tea to be digging into.
Yeah, like, why we need to know about that? But it's entertaining.
Yeah, like, I actually don't care enough. I will care next week when they bring it up and we see the fight.
I'm not surprised, though.
But I don't want to be in Candy's pocket like that.
That's a little TMI.
Kenya and Phage's husband should be...
More of that.
Mm-hmm. And then Cynthia versus Nene.
Makes me sad.
It makes me sad, but I want to see if Cynthia... Do you think Cynthia has it in her to kind of...
I think... Well, I think Cynthia would just be the, like, honest, like, trying to be, like, normal person and not understanding why she deserves so much from Nene. Like, because I feel like she stomached a lot from Nene during the season. Like, even though we're like, Cynthia, why you didn't stand up for your man? It doesn't appear that Cynthia is that kind of person to begin with. Like, she doesn't appear to be the person that wants to be in the middle of conflict, right, like, ever. So, with her friends, like, somebody that's supposed to be for real her friend.
She signed the contract.
Yes. I think she was really taken aback, like, and didn't know what to do based on Nene behaving that way. So, it's one of those things, like, when you see somebody and you never would have expected that person to be that, ever, like, to you, of all people, like, never. Like, I think she just didn't know what to do. And then Phaedra was asked last night if she thought that they would be able to, like, come back together and whatever. And Phaedra was actually like, it is actually really sad to watch what happened to them. And, like, she was like, I mean, I hope, we all hope that they, like, work it out, but it doesn't look good. Ooh. I wonder, I mean, is it really just because Nene claimed in her one-on-one with Andy that the reason that, part of the reason that it's a problem is because when the season started to air and they watched it back, people caught feelings again and like didn't accept her apology and blah blah blah. And I'm like, because you didn't actually apologize, like, how are you gonna be mad? Of course she's gonna catch feelings again to actually see it happen. Like, it's one thing to be in something, but then to see it, and if she see what we seeing and feeling like we feeling, like, you were real out of pocket, Nene, so you should just be apologizing profusely. So I don't know if there was more to it. Maybe the Kenya thing.
I mean, I think, and now it's just kind of rubbing more dirt in it because now Cynthia's sitting over there with Kenya like, oh, girl. Hey, girl. Like, doing the hand touch and the arm touches.
She, like, did it, like, one time. Mm. She wasn't, for the most part of it, Cynthia was like.
You know why they put her over there. They did that on purpose. And you said Portia, I mean, Phaedra specifically.
Well, Phaedra specifically said she requested to be on the other couch. I feel so you, if Phaedra requested to be on the other couch, obviously Nene and Kenya are going to be on opposite couches. Obviously Candy and Phaedra are going to be with each other. There's only one other couch. Like, there was nowhere else for them to sit. They're not going to sit Portia directly next to Kenya. Cynthia's the most neutral person. So it wasn't like Cynthia choosing to, like, align herself with Kenya. That's just dumb.
Use the buffer, bitch.
Girl, you don't need Nene. You real cute. You should have had your wig line already running.
I'm interested to see what happens next week when Nene pulls her wig and face off.
Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum. On that note, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet us all week long. Yes. If y'all see a funny meme that says...
Send it to us.
What one is it?
So nasty. Oh. And so
No, not that one.
Or...
You're a whore from the 90s. A slut from the 90s. If you can find me a really good meme that says you're a slut from the 90s with Portia... Please, just,
or a good one with her dragon.
Yeah, just find me really funny Roja meme heems. You guys can tweet them at me at DJ Jesse J.
And me at Stuart Starlet.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
So nasty. So rude.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.